Basketball gets their season started on Friday at Ulysses, and wrestling will get going on Saturday at the Hoxie Invitational. We'll be talking about all the winter sports here throughout the evening. We're going to start off here with girls basketball as they will be at Ulysses on Friday night, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, not like 6:30 in years past. So we're actually moving up a half an hour for the varsity girls' time. Pre-game coverage will begin at 5:45 here on Mix 94.5 as we have a couple of the veterans joining us here this evening, and junior Ella Rumford. And Ella, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Is it weird to hear that you're now like one of the veterans on the basketball team? I guess you're considered the elders, right?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. It's different, sure.
It is, and you know, you've had a kind of had one of those reserve roles over the previous couple years, and now here you are stepping into a larger role. And what's it been like so far here through these first couple weeks, kind of getting adjusted to that bigger role?
It's different. Usually I'm used to the seniors telling us what to do, and now it's us juniors telling what the lowerclassmen to do. So
yeah, now do you like that, I guess, that authoritarian role or something like that?
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm just not used to it.
Well, it'll come with time, though. But what is something that maybe you're looking forward to here with the start of the season coming up here Friday?
I'm excited to play. I feel like I didn't know if we were going to have a season this year, so I'm glad that we did, and I'm just ready to get back out there.
What was the reaction like when you found out that you guys were going to have basketball and then have it on time?
I was kind of surprised, but with all the decisions they've made, but I'm glad that they chose to go on time.
What's something that you'd like to see from yourself here this year?
Oh, boy. Probably some outside shots more, maybe on the three-point line.
Yeah, a lot of rejections down low.
Big blocks.
Yeah, big blocks. I like that, yeah. I wouldn't want to be one of those, because I remember one of your blocks last year. I was like, I'm glad I wasn't in the way of that one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. I think that was in Garden City there last year. But I'm looking forward to seeing how things go for you this year. Thanks again for joining me here, Ella. Here we are in basketball, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, it is junior Ella Rumford joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll talk with another junior here in a little bit. We're going to talk here with making her debut here on the coach's show, and I promised her I wasn't going to be too hard on her. It's Coach Amy Felker. And well, Coach, it's been a couple years since you've been on the sidelines and now in a new school here. What's it been like for you here so far through these first 2.5 weeks?
These girls have been great. They're very accepting and mm-hmm. positive, and they work hard, and you know, I'm giving them some new things to do, and they're just working extremely hard, and I couldn't be happier.
And I know it's kind of an unusual situation here. You come in, no seniors. You know, it's kind of a team that lost a lot of scoring from last year, but you got some kids that are going to be working hard for you. And have you seen that hard work so far through these couple of weeks of practice?
Oh, absolutely. The junior class, you mm-hmm. know, they have to accept new roles and that kind of stuff and step up and be the scorers and the mm-hmm. take all those big roles. And they've really stepped up and played hard, and they're really being supportive of the underclassmen and trying to get them into their roles and that kind of stuff. So they've been doing great.
Once again, it is Coach Amy Felker joining us here. And you're not all too unfamiliar with Scott City. You were over in Dighton. You were a head coach there. You're alum of Dighton, and you coached there 17 years. But as a player, I think you had the opportunity to play against Scott City. What were those games like for you against Scott City?
They were always hard-fought games. The kind of the funny thing is, because now that I'm over here, I'm running into some of those players that I played with and have kids that are in the same classes. So it's a great experience, and I'm glad, you know, being able to play summer league over here in Scott City and meeting some of those girls and forming bonds. And now that I'm back over here, it's been really good. Everybody's accepted me. It's been nice.
Well, I know it's been pretty fun here, but so what is the biggest thing that you've seen from what you've witness with your players here so far?
They are really driven. They're mm-hmm. hard workers. They're positive. They're supportive of everybody, you know. Even the people that are on the C team, they're mm-hmm. supportive, and they're helping them out, and everybody just works so well together.
Well, you begin the season, and like we talked with Ella, it was a little uncertain when it was going to get started, if it was going to be on time, late, early. But here we are. It's going to be as scheduled Friday night, and I know that's got to be exciting for you as a coach there to see your team get ready to take the court there against Ulysses. And I know Ulysses is probably a little bit of a different team from last year as well. They were pretty young. Is it kind of more about what you want to see out of your players out there this year, maybe compared to what Ulysses has?
We're just going to, you know, work hard and focus on what we need to do, you know, work the ball around, get the good shot, have confidence in ourselves, and play great defense. You know, Ulysses is going to be quick and scrappy and physical and that kind of stuff. We got to match their intensity. And since it's on the road, we got to be focused and driven and make sure we're ready to go.
And it's been a little bit of change how it's originally going to be scheduled. You're going to be pretty busy here this month of December. Six games, I think, before the Christmas break, if my math served me right there. So, and these are not going to be easy games. Are you kind of ready for that to see, or that type of schedule, see maybe where your team is at before Christmas?
We're definitely going to get some challenges, and especially when your name is Scott City and everybody's got you on their target. So everybody's going to be playing their number one game against us. So we're going to have to be ready to go. It's going to be a good challenge for us before Christmas break, but I think they're ready. They're ready to get playing somebody else rather than just ourselves, yeah, and that kind of stuff. See where we're at, see what we need to improve on. But I think we're ready to get down there and get going.
I think it should be an exciting game on Friday. Head coach Amy Felger joining us here. And, you know, thanks again for joining me. You did great making your debut here.
Thanks,
I can't wait
Adam.
To talk to you later on here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Coach Amy Felger joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Our last guest is going to be Amber Lotta, junior. She's returning from the lineup from a year ago. And, Amber, how's things been for you here this couple weeks?
It's going pretty good.
All right, junior year, kind of have a new role, a bigger role in the program, and have you embraced that role pretty well?
The first couple days of captain's practice was a little rough because I didn't know like how to take charge, but it's getting better.
What have you maybe seen with yourself from last year to this year as a basketball player?
Definitely improvement on the ball control and just keeping control of everything.
Yeah, you're one of those that likes to just drive in there and kind of, you like to be the bully and drive in there to the basket there. Have you kind of worked on that and be maybe a little bit under control as you get up there close to the rim?
Yes, I've been working on the floaters. They're kind of my favorite thing to do.
All right, yeah. Well, I can't wait to see that come Friday here. But as you look at this, it's going to be a lot of newcomers here, and that's going to be kind of exciting to be one of those to be looked up to, isn't it?
Yes, I love it when the girls can look up to me, and I just want to be one of the good leaders and positive towards them.
All right, what's the goal that you have for this year?
Definitely be a positive player and keep control of the ball and score some more 3 points.
All right, well, three is always good, isn't it?
Of course.
Better than two and one and zero, but yeah. No, I think it should be a fun year for you, Amber, and once again, thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up here this year.
Thanks, Adam.